Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. It is time to spread the undiluted gospel to the dying world. An expository moment wrapped up with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is Pure Gospel Moment with Mark Miracle. Get set for an encounter with a God who changes identity.
The book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected wisdom, I will reject you from serving as my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of the Lord, I will also forget your sons. There are three things we should learn from this scripture this morning. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Another sentence says, because you have rejected knowledge. Then another one went ahead to say, I will reject you from serving as my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your sons. Leave the scripture on the screen. The first thing you should pick from this scripture is that you will suffer when you don't know how to escape suffering. You will do what? You will suffer when you don't know how to escape suffering. Because then my people suffer for lack of knowledge. So anyone who doesn't know how to escape suffering is bound to do what? To suffer. Number two, the church members perish when their pastors lack insight to spiritual truth. He says, I will reject you from serving as my priest. Why? Because you have rejected knowledge. So a priest who does not pass that knowledge to the members will suffer, and the members will suffer too. So it is the duty of the priest, of the pastor, to teach the people. The members suffer when the pastor don't even have, his eyes are not open to spiritual truth. Number three, the children perish when their parents don't guide them with truth. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your sons. Your children suffer when you don't teach them the truth. Why are some people, some children, like they are like wayward, even when it is a fact that their parents look decent? Their parents look like Christians, yet these children look the other way around. What? The truth. They didn't pass the truth down to them well. John chapter 8 verse 32. I'm preparing our hearts today on how to identify and escape evil. The fruit is what will set you free. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8 verse 32. So John chapter 8 verse 32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth will do what? Set you free. It is the truth that will set you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God will not send his hand from heaven and the hand pick you out of danger. It is the truth about God that you know that will set you free. Identifying evil and escaping evil. Truth can't be forced on you. Nobody can force the truth on you. And the truth that you accept is what will set you free. The things that will reveal to you today, I can't open your head and force it into your head. I only say to your ears, when you believe, it sets you free. When you say, what is Pastor talking about? What is he saying? Where did you? Why did he even hear this? Because most of the things I'll tell you today are just in-depth spiritual truth. They ask me, where did he know this one from? No. It is when you accept it the way it is, swallow it the way it is. It is the truth that you accept that will do what? That will set you free. Somebody say, raise your hand to heaven and say, the truth will set me free. And after this service today, I will be able to identify evil, and I'll be able to escape from evil. If your mind is not open, your heart will battle with accepting the truth. The first thing to do is that your mind will have to be opened. Your mind will have to be what? Open. If your mind is not open, you can't accept the truth. So let your mind be open to accept the truth today,
when your mind is not open, you won't accept the truth.
No matter what I teach today, no matter what I say today, you won't accept it. So let your just behave as if you don't even know anything when you enter here. That is how to accept the truth. What is evil? Evil is anything not good. And it usually comes from the devil. It usually comes from the devil. And it always comes from his demonic agents. The act of identifying evil. How do I then identify evil? Your spiritual senses must be actively at work for you to be able to identify between good and bad. Spiritual what? Senses. Your spiritual senses must be actively at work for you to be able to identify evil, to look at evil and say, no, this one is evil, I'm not going this way. Your five senses have to be at work. In biology, they teach us that we have five senses, physical senses. These physical senses actually illustrate the spiritual senses. They will tell you, you have the ears for hearing, you have the eyes for seeing, you have the skin for feeling, you have the tongue for tasting, you have the nose for smelling. These are the senses they taught us in biology. But these are also the things you use in the realm of the spirit to identify evil. Five spiritual senses for identifying evil. Number one, the spiritual hearing, spiritual ears. The spiritual ears. You can hear some person sometimes say, I heard God. I heard him. I heard him say I should go this way. I heard him say I shouldn't do this. The spiritual ears. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the word of God. Romans chapter 8, 10 verse 17 rather. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith comes from where? Faith comes from where? Faith comes from where? It comes from what is heard. And what is heard comes through the message about Christ. So the number one sensitivity, your spiritual sensitivity, is from the ears. What are you hearing? Some people only hear negative things. You will die today. You will not make it today. This thing will happen to you. God forbid. So now, say every spiritual ears, every evil words that I constantly hear, I blot it out by the blood of Jesus. You ears, you are only permitted to hear the good news. You are only permitted to hear the word of the Lord. And you are only permitted to hear direction. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number two, the sense of touch. The sense of touch. We are talking about spiritual sensitivities. The sense of touch. Or you call it feeling in the realm of the spirit. I feel that God wants to do something. Have you heard people say that? Have you heard men of God say that? I feel that God is about to do something. Feeling. They have treated and trained themselves to the extent that they can feel when God wants to act. I feel. We feel with the heart. That is how you feel from the heart. That's why God said, I will remove a stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. How do you have feeling? Through the skin. When I touch you, you have a feeling that someone touched you. True or false? When someone hits you on your skin, you have a repulsive action. You have to react. Because it's from the skin. They touched you. That is why God said he will remove the stony heart. When you touch stones, stones does not have feeling. But when you touch the skin, when you touch your skin, the skin has the feeling. That's why the flesh, heart of flesh, is what you need if you want to feel God. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. And I will give you a heart, a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony and stubborn heart. I will give you a tender, responsive heart. I will give you a heart of flesh. NLT says, a tender, responsive heart. Say this prayer. Say, oh God of heaven, every stony heart that is making me not respond to living, that is making me not identify evil, remove that heart and give me the heart of flesh. Give me the heart of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Some of us have ladies. God actually speaks to some of us, but we don't know when God speaks. We don't know when He's directing. We don't know when He's leading. Number three, the third sense is the ability to smell.
the ability to perceive. You see somebody say, I perceive that God is about to do something. How do you perceive God from your nose? You can smell. You can smell the atmosphere. Say the atmosphere is thick. The sense to perceive. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 4. KJV. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 4. King James Version. How can I perceive? Yet the Lord has not given you the heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. He's talking about the children of Israel. Which means the Lord can actually give you the ear, heart to perceive. He can actually give you the eyes to see, and He can actually give you the ears to hear. Say this prayer, oh God, give me a heart to perceive. Give me a eyes to see. Say it. Say it audibly. Give me a eyes to see, and give me an ears to hear. Number four, leave the scripture on the screen. Fourth sense is the sense of taste. The sense of taste. Okay, put it on the in the book of Psalm chapter 34 verse 8 now. So taste and see, for the Lord is good. How can you actually put God in your mouth and taste Him? Taste and see. That is a spiritual taste pod that you can taste to know that God is actually doing something. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is when you taste the food, you know that the food is good, right? You can actually taste and know that God has to lead you to somewhere. Now, I've given you five senses. The sense of hearing, the sense of smelling, the sense of seeing, the sense of feeling, and the sense of taste. With this is the introduction I've laid today to the major teaching I want to do. We want to talk about how to identify evil. Making use, first subheading, making use of the five senses to identify and escape evil. How do I identify? I've given you five senses now. How do I use these five spiritual senses to identify and escape evil? Number one, how to identify an evil transport vehicle. How do I look at a car in this evil time? People call it Ember Mood. How do I look at these evil times and see an evil vehicle? Say, this vehicle is actually an evil vehicle. By using these five sense organs. Number one, sometimes at the point of entry, usually between 5 minutes and 10 minutes into the ride, it's usually troublesome. The car is usually troublesome. Either your spirit man is not agreeing with the car, or God wants to push you out of the car. One thing is that your spirit man does not agree with the car. Another is that God usually wants to take you out of that car. You enter a vehicle, it's characterized by trouble. As you are entering, insult from the driver, insult from conductor, the place you want to see, insult with individual. It is the first 5 minutes, from the first minute to the first 5 minutes of entering that car, is characterized with trouble. God, wherever the spirit of God, there is liberty. Liberty needs peace. Where there is God, a car that God is inside, there is peace in that car. So the first entrance is, there is always trouble. There are some persons who wanted to board vehicles and they want to enter. Somebody say, oh God, I did sit down for that place to enter. But the man said, well, you are standing outside when I enter. No, I stood out to go and peace. I want to buy something. I am sitting there. Drivers try to settle. Conductors try to get into the situation to calm it down. The person that will say, no way, no way, no way. It has happened. And the person said, okay, enter your car and go. In a 1 hour journey, 1 hour into his journey at the front, he sees the car into accident. The same car somebody pushed him out of quarreling. So which means the unrest in that car was speaking to him. It was left for him to open his spiritual eyes. We talked about it. It was left for him to open his spiritual ears that time to hear God. Young man, this quarrel that is quarreling is that you should not enter the car. But when you are deaf, when you are blind, when you are tasteless, when you can't feel, after that quarrel, you still push the person and say, I will sit in that car. But you don't know that God is using that thing to talk to you. That's why your five sense organs will be at work. Number two, you lose sensitivity, active numbness in some part of your body. Or you uncontrollably or unexplainable, you have uncontrollable or unexplainable goosebumps. You just have this sudden goosebump all over you. God created these signs in the body for you to have feelings so that you know that He wants to speak to you. Sometimes you know what is goosebump? You feel like it's all the hair on your skin are standing. God created those things to use them to speak to you. Sometimes it's normal reaction, it's cold. Normal. But in a sign of evil, where evil wants to happen, the first thing, if you are speaking, if your body is speaking, is the first thing you feel is goosebump. God created those things to use, to tell you that there is a feeling. You should have the feeling of what wants to happen. Identifying and escaping evil. But if you don't have this feeling, there is a normal thing. Maybe I'm feeling cold. Yes, it could be cold. Raining season in the car, you feel it. You're on a bus, there are no windows, rain is falling. Your skin, if you are sensitive to this, it's normal cold. But when evil wants to happen, sometimes God uses this numbness. Sometimes you can't even feel some part of your body in such cases. Some people that enter one chance, their bodies gave them signal, but they never knew. Number three, a passenger, usually at the door side, comes out to tell you to enter and place you in between. This one is most common. You stop taxi, you want to enter. And somebody, there are two. Somebody drops and say, enter inside so that he will enter. No way. My people don't enter. Whether he wants to do anything bad or he wants to do anything good, don't enter. How can somebody be seated already in a car and you want to enter the car? The person drops and says, go inside and drop in front. My dear, you too, you are dropping in front. Don't enter. Are you hearing me? Some is just normal, they don't want to sit inside. But that is where you need your five senses at work. To know whether this action is genuine. Like me, if I want to enter taxi, I come out. I open the door to enter, you just jump out and say, I should enter inside so that you sit at the door. My dear, that fresh air you want, I want the fresh air too. So, oh, I need fresh air. Me too, I need the fresh air. I close the car, you go. Be sensitive to the leading. I want to drop in that junction. When you reach that junction, I will drop, you drop. I won't complain, don't worry. Be sensitive. How to identify what? Evil transport vehicle. There is always a demonic aura only perceived by people who are sensitive with their smell. Demonic aura in evil vehicles. When you enter, demonic aura. Like very negative aura. Negative aura. I don't need it. Sometimes messages are meant for some few persons. Say wherever two or three are gathered. If one person here will learn of this, and when you leave from today, I will never hear that you enter the evil vehicle. I will never hear that anything evil happened to you. I will be very satisfied. As a pastor, I will be very satisfied. You understand me? So follow me keenly. Usually, not in all cases, but sometimes, expressively insulting driver or conductor. God could be using their running mask to push you out of that car. Have you entered some car that the driver insults the hell out of the passenger? I've entered such sometimes. Immediately you drop. And sometimes it's not accident. You will be in that vehicle. Maybe you are in a rush to somewhere. You'll be passing. You see that same car have been held in police checkpoint. You would have been there delayed for your appointment. Because of his running mask, he's in checkpoint. You are passed. So sometimes you just check at this thing. Sometimes it's normal stuff. See, there is normal life. But your five senses have to be at work to know when it is normal behavior and when something spiritual is attached. Usually, unusually mute driver. What do I mean by unusually mute driver? Maybe you enter, you are going from Omok to Port Harcourt. From Omok to Ahoda to Elele, the driver has not opened his mouth to say one word. To Choba, he has not said one word. There is something involved. You can't be a human being, a driver, and say you don't, unless you are dumb. These are signs of the spirit. He knows what is conjuring. I'm not talking. Except the driver is dumb. It is a spiritual negative signal for a driver to be unsteering for over 1 hour or more than 1 hour without uttering the word. And it takes only people who have spiritual gifts to design what is muttering. Sometimes they're not talking, but their lips are moving. They are blood suckers. It happens between these eras, in December, on highways, not even on all these small routes. Highways. So when you are traveling in distant journey, there is no car enter that the driver will not be this. At least some drivers, if you don't want to talk, they will just be engaging in your talk. They will just be talking. But it's unusual for a driver. You enter for a journey. I'm teaching you things to be sensitive about. The driver, keep mute in a long distance journey, not talking. There's something involved. That's why you have to be prayerful. Because you can't drop in the bush now. Say, drop me, you are not talking. No, some can be normal. He does not want to talk. But there is something when it's spiritual. You need your 5 senses to be at work. So even at the point of entering at the back, you check your body. If your body speaks, don't enter. So you can always stop it in time. Than when the car is already moving, say, drop me. No. This one is, everybody should know this one. Exceeding speed limit. You can't be in a car, the driver is exceeding speed limit. Exceeding the speed limit. No, you caution him, calm down. That man is demonic. He does not have respect for life. Caution him, calm down. You can't exceed speed limit. Number two, how to identify an evil home. We talked about how to identify evil transport vehicle. How to do what? Identify an evil home. When you know that this home is evil, not that maybe they are pouring liberation in the home. Not that, yes, that is evil home. I'm not just saying, talking about the peripherals. What you look at and say, this is an evil home. Number one, no family altar. They don't have a prayer room. They don't pray in that house. You can never see from day to day. Sit together, pray, individually pray. They don't have a family altar. It's evil. Anything evil can happen in such homes. You don't have prayer altar. You don't hold hands with your brothers and sisters to pray. You don't hold hands with your family to pray. You don't even on your own pray. No zeal, no hunger to pray in such homes. You enter a home, you sit in a home like this. Evil is meant to happen in such home. Evil is meant to happen in such home because the home is as cold as water. Flies can perch on them. Number one sign of an evil home, no family altar. They don't pray. No family altar. Number two, there is always one fetish item at the entrance of their compound or their room. You can't call me to your house or anybody call me to come and pray. I've got to localities to go and pray. But once I enter the compound, I'll just smile and say, this one's ancient landmarks are speaking here. You find fetish things at the entrance of their houses. Sometimes you see things like palm leaf. No palm leaf? Palm leaf, that green palm leaf they tie. That juju priest tie and put in their mouth. Sometimes you see it has rotten in some part of their zinc. Some part of it. You look around. You see old calabash at the entrance. They keep it as if rain is falling inside. They are not using it to gather in anything. It's how the work is doing there. I'm telling you, I am from places that are fetish. So I've seen fetish things. When I tell you, I know what I'm telling you. You always find calabash in their compound. Not complete calabash, broken. Ancient calabash, you always find it in the entrance of their compound. Entrance of their room. They keep it sometimes under the sink as if the rain is touching. No way. Do you know why they kept it for? You find old cowries, manila, this old money that is like this, around their compound. There is something evil in that compound. Sometimes you find old matches with rust. Look up. I'm telling you things that you begin to ask, how did pastor get to know all this? I am telling you because God says the peace of this world, my people are suffering from lack of knowledge. Do you remember the scripture? That is why I'm telling you that sometimes you see all these things, but you don't know what they are there for. Enter when you go village, walk around, go to your great grandfather's house. Look at the thatched house. Sometimes you see old matches that have rust. It has the work is doing there. Sometimes they tell you to pursue which. Pursue the little deep what those things. Those are not the work of God. They have the work they are doing there. Old matches. With rust. You can't remove it too. When they see you, they shout at you, why did you touch it? Pastor is going on a deep teaching today. Some people are saying, what is this kind of teaching pastor is teaching today? Identifying evil and doing what? Escaping from evil. I'm showing you. Sometimes you find strange animal skins, animal skeletons, like old lizard skeletons. Have you gone to a village, you see some tree, they tie fowl. The fowl died, it died, and you now start seeing the bones. Sometimes you see bones like that in some homes like that. How to identify evil demonic homes. Old reptile skins and skeletons. Some of these things, I've seen them in some places I visited. Number four, nobody in such homes go to church. You don't see anybody in such homes go to church. Nobody in such families do what? Go to church. Nobody in such home does what? Goes to church. Number five, careless lifestyle is normal for them. An evil home. How do I identify an evil home? Careless lifestyle is the normal for them. Why you are too careless? The way you are living your life, the person that is careless will be the one that will tell you that you are careless. Because careless lifestyle is what? Is the normal for them. How to identify an evil home. Number three, how to identify an evil friend or evil person. I am not just telling you to identify them and just say, okay, I know that this is what pastor talked about, this is what he taught us. No, I am telling you now to identify and do what? Escape, run for your life when you see things like this. How do I know an evil person, an evil friend? Number one, they are so happy watching you in pain. Have you seen some friends that you are trying to explain the agony you are passing through and they don't even act as if they know what you are talking about? They enjoy pain. They enjoy seeing you in pain. For instance, you have an accident where somebody should have remorse and feel the pains and feel shock. What a wound. The person was like, what kind of carelessness now? Sorry. No, there is what we call emotional empathy. You have to feel emotion and empathize with the person. You know an evil person when you see them, they don't have feelings for pain. If they don't have feelings for pain, it means they can do you something harm. They can harm you and not feel it. So the first, when they feel in pain, they don't feel it. Know that they can actually harm you and don't feel it. So you identify such person and begin to cut your limits with them. Your pastor doesn't have friends, so I don't keep friends. My wife don't keep friends. If you know their points, let's know. But when we have a little of them, we call family. All of you are family members. When you come around us, you are family members. But when you come, those of you coming to my place, you cannot come and see a strange face. If you see a strange face, maybe it's my family. I will still introduce them to you. I need to follow you up and follow you up before I say you are my friend. Be like that. It is better to be lonely and happy than to be associating with people and be filled with agony. It is better to have one contact in your phone. That when you need help, that contact calls you. When you need prayer, they pray with you. That you have 500 contacts, you need 500 naira. None of them can transfer 500 naira. Do you need that 500 contacts? It's not about all the people. I have this friend, I have this one. A friend indeed is a friend in need. They say it right. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That is the kind of friend you need. I have such friend, one, for now, Pastor Frank AB. Most of you know him. He's my covenant brother. I'm saying it in his back. I love him so much. That's the only one. I'm telling God, more of them should come. All of you here are among to praise the Lord. Number two, how to know an evil friend? They are manipulative. They are doing another thing, but they aim at another result. They manipulate you. I can see a friend and tell you, go outside and tell somebody good morning. That the man outside, go and greet him and come back. I'm just using an instance. You don't know that he has set a trap for you to meet another person while going outside. They are manipulative. When you identify the first one, don't wait for the second one to happen to you. Cut off from such friends. Pastor, can you pray for me? But God has been giving you the sign. He did this to me, she did this to me. God has been giving you the sign. Identifying and escaping evil. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You have the knowledge, yet you didn't put it to action. You can't do it two times, so. As the first one, as I pick it, sorry is your name. I run away from you. Is anyone getting blessed today? Say, oh God of heaven, any evil friend that I have not identified, reveal their true character, and push them away from my family and my life. In the name of Jesus. Number three, they are never satisfied until they gain control over everything, including your private life. There are some friends you meet, they are never satisfied until they enter your innermost inner. They want to know everything about you. They have the reason for wanting to know everything about you. They are never satisfied until they gain control of your friends. They want to gain control of your friends' friends. They want to gain control of your family. They want to push themselves in front of your parents' self. They are manipulative. They want to gain control. They are evil. Why do they want to gain control? Why are they not satisfied with the limit you gave them? Why do they want to cross the limit? There is something involved. Number four, you can never see their true identity, always different from their former version. You see them today in another version. Tomorrow they are in another version. Ask them, why is this? Why? There is a person I know. From last December to now, he has given me more than 10 numbers. Let me know, like, from last year, February to now, he has given me more than 10 numbers. Who is this? It's me. Don't call the other number again. Another day, who is this? Don't call the other number again. Because you, one day I say, who is this? I say, please, don't call my number again. How will you be changing number from one number? You don't use this one. After 1 month, you are using another one. Even though you want me to believe that you are not doing bad, my dear, you are doing bad. Why are you changing numbers? Why? That is something important. That is why I drew a line between me and the person. You don't need some things you are praying, God, reveal this to me, do this to me. That is why he gave you eyes. I told you about your eyes. God, do this. That is why he gave you taste buds. You have to taste. Say, taste and see, for the Lord is good. If you taste, the thing is not good, you know it's not of the Lord. Taste and see for what? The Lord is good. You taste, the person is not good. It's not of the Lord. I told you about your feelings. You feel, this one. No. There is something evil about this. I tell you that my feelings, I have this feeling so active that I don't just know, I just thank God for it. You can grow yourself. I tell God I want to pray by 12. My dad, if I don't wake up 12, 5 minutes past 12, I wake up. I will just have that sensitive feeling. And I'll wake up. And it started happening with my wife, so I don't notice it. That if I sleep up, I don't know, she'll be the one to wake up. So they say, like attracts what? Like. The iron does what? Sharpened iron. Who are you close to? Recently, my wife and I have midnight prayer we are doing throughout this month. Now, we are not sleeping throughout this month. Every midnight we pray. We started this past week. We are doing it midnight to wake up 12 of us. Someday she'll be the wake up to wake me up. She'll just be talking. She has just woken me up. She don't know she woke me up. All of us just have to wake up. Iron sharpened iron. So you train yourself to the extent that you can. The things that used to be difficult for you can no longer be difficult. When I dream, sometimes it becomes some special, some dreams I will forget them. But when the matter is serious, I will never forget them. So I consciously trained myself, consciously read books, because I know that you have to know how God works with you. Me, God works with me through dreams. He tells me what will happen the next day. I know it. So I said, God, I can't be forgetting dreams like this. I started working it out. I read some articles, both spiritual, when I mean spiritual articles, Christian articles, and physical articles, like doctors advise you on. So I read one, he said, drink water, 2 glasses of water before you sleep. Or drink 3 glasses of water. This is said, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. Do you know what that water does? At midnight, you want to wake up to bath, urinate. And the body is wired in a way that sometimes, when you are getting out of your dream life, dream state, you want to urinate. Sometimes in the dream, you want to urinate. When we are child, who has it happened to you that you are urinating in the dream, but actually you are urinating? Are you seeing that hands lifted up to tell you that I'm telling you the truth? So when that time comes that you feel like urinating in your dreamland, I wake up because actually that time I want to urinate. That time the memory is still active. I don't forget that dream. It happened this night. I was looking and I said, my wife, I remember 4 different dreams I had this night. Alright, this one from this one to this one to this. I know those times I went to urinate. So I say, it's just water. Drinking of water will make me not forget my dreams. It's this simple thing. Say my people suffer for what? Lack of knowledge. If God does not speak to you through dreams, no need. Just enjoy your sleep. Me, through dreams, he speaks. So why will I be forgetting the dreams? Satan is lying, I won't forget that dream. I ministered to a lady in Abuja that called me last night, day before yesterday night. That is day before yesterday. That's why I started this water stuff last 2 days. After praying for her, I told her, you will have a dream, you will have an encounter. Don't forget it. Tell me. I was doing some deliverance prayer. After prayer that night, woke up in the morning, last 2 days, say, Pastor, somebody gave me a white soap. And I was entering water with the soap. And I woke up. And I said, glory be to God. It means purification. White means purity. It means that God is about to wash out everything. I'm telling you about dreams still today. Today, just relax. Plenty things. If you can write plenty, write. If you cannot write plenty, just take the message after. Put it on your phone. Listen to it over and over to be knowing this thing. She said she woke up. I said, what? I'm ministering to somebody who is not even me. I'm the one ministering to the person. She remembers dream like this. Then I'll be forgetting my dream. Immediately, I went to search for materials and started studying. Now I remember them actively. God speaks to people through dreams. Not everyone. Some just malaria dreams. Some is God speaking. So you know how God works with you. Some is vision. Sometimes you are teaching and his eyes open, he's revealing your eyes through vision. You know the one he does with you. I want a church where everyone is active. As young as you think you are active. God can pass the message through you. The pastor, this is what God told me. You tell me, I'll be very happy. I'll take it. This is what God said you should do. I will take it. Number 5, how to know evil friends and evil people. They hardly regret or show pity or remorse. When they offend you, they will hardly show remorse. They will show you pity. Nothing like I am sorry in their mouth. Even though when they apologize at your back, they say, feel like speaking, you know, like they don't, they are not genuine with their friendship with you. Number 6, they will never take responsibility for their actions or their wrong. They will never. You begin to wonder, God, what kind of human being is this? You are seeing yourself wrong. You did wrong and you can't apologize. Just know that you are rolling with an evil friend. You are doing what? Rolling with an evil person. Number 7, they will only see, you will only see them around when they need something. When you need something, you will never see them. You have a friend that when you need something, is when you need them, you see them. When you not need something, you will never see them. But when they need something, they are around you. Please, sir, help me with this one. Please help me with this one. You will see them around. They come to your family when they need something. But when you need something from them, you will never see them. God is showing that this is not the kind of person you should be with. Iron sharpens iron. You know why I say Frank? I love Frank A.B. so much. They passed Mbaba Miracle Revival Crusade we did here. I canceled it. I said it will not hold. Because we are trying to fix some things. He came to me and said, no will. He traveled, he came and said, no will, Pastor Mark. This program was hold. I told him that there are some series of things I was doing that time. I was into serious retreat, praying about some things. I was asking God some questions. I said, I've been blessing people. Now let me talk about my life and bless myself. Let me pray. I said, no time for. He said, no, it won't cancel. We'll still bless people. He said, no way, it will hold. I said, no, let's be busy and hold it the next one. He said, no way. No matter anything, I'm backing you up in prayer, it will hold. That is a friend. Now, there are two striking testimonies from that program. The one we know of, not the one we have not known. That day he was ministering. He said there is somebody had a picture of your mother on your phone. True or false? Last Sunday, the devil had testified of my mother. Imagine that testimony would have escaped. The day I was ministering to day two, I was there saying there is somebody God will cancel death there. Everybody came out. There was a young lady wearing cap. Major death cancellation. He shared with me yesterday. That I deceived and be looking for her to testify that he needs to pass the testimony immediately. That look at her death was cancelled. The sister that was wearing cap standing here, this point, the death was cancelled. She said she does not know how it happened. We were now laughing together and saying, what if we cancel that program? He sharpened me. He came around when I needed something. I go around when he needs something. Who is your friend? Are they pushing you to where you should get to? Number 8. They are sometimes very mean to innocent and domestic animals. And what do you consign this animal to consign this one? How do you know human beings who are, say, somebody coming out of the air, maybe chicken is passing. The next thing he does is with you, kick the chicken. They are very inhumane with animals. These things, he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. They might sound foolish, but that is the truth. You see them maltreat goats. The way when you see goats, they kick goats, kick animals. They don't have remorse. They don't treat them anyhow. See the way they mistreat dogs. That's how you know that they can actually mistreat human beings. I didn't want to get into how to identify witches. That one is a topic for another day. But sometimes, number one, they have pets. Different kind of pets, starting from pussy. Because they use the familiarity of the spirit of those animals to manifest. That is for another day. Number four, how to identify an evil place. How do I enter a place that says, no way, this place is an evil place. I'm stepping out. Who is enjoying the teaching? Identifying evil and escaping from evil. See, Satan is angry. This is I'm revealing. Satan is what? He's angry. When you try to reveal the truth, he knows. Say, oh, he's saving my people. He's saving people from destruction. So how will I use this tactic again? Any other tactic he wants to use, God will still reveal it to you. In case we didn't reveal it today, God will reveal it to you. Because me, I will not hear that any one of you here had accident this ever month. I will not hear that you lost your money. I will not hear that you lost your job. You are not saying amen. I will not hear that anyone attached to you died. I will not hear that your children, your brothers and sisters, who are not where you are, died. As God is covering you here, he's covering them there. Your parents won't be buried. You will not bury your siblings. I decree in the name of Jesus that you will not bury anyone close to you. Anyone who is close to you, you will not bury them. But anyone who said, let me see how you will survive, they will go down for our sake. Anyone who hit a net and said, let this net catch them, that net will catch them in the name of Jesus. Anyone who took your pictures, spoke your names in the room of evil players, you know their prayers are evil. I decree that God will remember their own sins and punish them in the name of Jesus. If they don't have a sin, let the stone they are throwing at you reach you. But if they have committed any sin, let the stone they are throwing go back to their family, their loved ones, their husbands, their children, and everything that concerns them in the name of Jesus. Hear me as I say this very audibly. Somebody here, it has to do with a landed property. God will reveal great things that will make you acquire what you need to acquire in the name of Jesus. What men took from you, God will release it. It is a man's duty to take. It is God's duty to release. God will release them in the name of Jesus. He said the laborer is worthy of his wages. To those who have labored and labored and your wages are seized, I decree before this week runs out, it is released. It is released. Whoever wants to eat your money and they don't want to release it this week, may all your problems go to them. They will call you say, man, since I'm not giving you this money, since I'm not paying you these wages, since I'm not giving you this gratuity, since I'm not giving you this money that is due you, look at the problem that is happening to you. I decree that that will be their own testimony. And you will testify that you got what you needed in the name of Jesus. Hear me, when I speak, I know what I am doing. And as I'm spoken as a priest on this altar, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. How do I identify an evil place? Sometimes some places are not evil. But some things will happen that make the place evil. When you cook a good soup, is it bad? But when you don't want it to become sour, it becomes bad shape. So that is why a good place can turn a bad place. So and a bad place can permanently be a bad place. A good place can be a bad place. So how do I understand when a place is bad? Number one, your mind is not at rest when you get to such places. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty, there is rest. Your mind is never at rest in such places. There are environments you find yourself, you fall sick every time. True of us. There are environments you get to. Even your dreams won't be nonsense dreams. Let me tell you this truth. Joseph is a dreamer, true of us. Look, have you ever asked yourself this question? Joseph is a dreamer. He dreams every day, every night. He dreams. Yet, when it comes to the dreaming of the revelation of Egypt, not going into lack, the revelation of Egypt to be in wealth, even when other countries are in lack, why did God reveal it to Pharaoh instead of Joseph? Pharaoh is a wealthy man. There are some places you are, you will not dream. Joseph was dreaming this one bad to him, this one bad to him. Good dreams. But when it comes to wealthy dreams that have to do with wealth, money, God revealed it to you. There are some dreams that when you are sleeping in AC, God will give to you. There are some when you are blowing yourself, How can you be blowing yourself and somebody will not pursue you? That your hand, you will not see your leg running like this on the dream. It will be wrong. You understand me? So God will give you money so that some nonsense dreams will live. Pharaoh was the one that saw the vision of the famine coming in the land. So Joseph this time now interpreted the dream. He used to be a dreamer. Now he became an interpreter. Which means with that money, there are some positions that will leave you. Daniel knew about dreams. But he was not the one that dreamt about the dreams that the king, King Darius, dreamt. What's his name? He was the one that went to interpret. So there are some things. Today when I woke up, I said, if I start sleeping in mansions, sleeping in AC, God will start giving me dreams for presidents, dreams for governors. Now he's giving me dreams for some certain things. Now God, you just change the dream level. That is why God will bless every one of us here. God will bless you. Me, I know that God will bless you. If you don't know me, I know it. See, let me tell you, I'm not here to give you sugar to lick. I'm telling you the truth that God will bless you. God will bless you. I know it. I see most of you coming here. I see. I told one lady one day, I said, it's meaning you'll be driving with vehicle to this place. So when Mr. has added to your life, be driving to vehicle. I said, she said, amen. And that is how it will happen. We are all big people in Christ. So don't watch anything happening around you. Those things are staircase that are making you climb. Staircase making you climb. And one day you'll climb to your mansion in the name of Jesus. How do I know an evil place? I say the place is restless. You enter a place, you are do namu go. There is something involved. Do namu go, let's go. There is something involved. For your spirit not to be at rest there. There is something involved. So be sensitive to your leading. Number two, sudden uncontrollable argument breaks out in such places. They were watching match one day in a club in Port Harcourt here. Somebody said he had a leading to lead. He just left the place. They were started arguing. Chelsea did this. This one did this. This one did this. All of a sudden, fight broke out of the place. They broke bottle. Somebody died. One era like that, they were doing match. That somebody died. But that was, what happened? Somebody was there. Thank God I left the place because of the argument. I knew that this argument was leading to something. He left. So sometimes some uncontrollable argument breaks out. That is why I'm angry when I see people. Fight is happening. Instead of you to go away, you are now opening door running outside. They are shooting gun. Go. Instead of you to just close the door, take shield. You are opening to look. No, you heard those boys. That is why you are happy as. For you to dodge and to move away, not for you to go. You escape evil when you have sight of evil coming. Number three, at the moment you want to leave your home to such places, some surprising things happen and try to delay you. Sometimes it happens three times, after which the Holy Spirit will stop warning you. Something happened in my house last two weeks. I was using a laptop to do something. The laptop went blind. After the laptop went blind, and it was very important, I need to do that stuff. I needed to go and fix that laptop. Something has happened again, whether the charger, the phone, something happened to my phone. See, my co-preacher reminded me. My phone fell inside water. My wife called me back. Come back, don't go. I knew that something evil was involved, but the thing was important that I needed to do it. So it was either my spirit was strong enough to fight the evil, or it was either I stayed back or I moved. I prayed prayerfully and moved back. Do you understand me? Apart from that, again, my transport, where my phone fell inside water. The money fell from my hand and fell inside water again. My wife said, my husband, please come back. I knew why she said come back. I knew exactly what was going to happen. Welcome, sir. Please, can you take this way so that we can be seeing each other very well? As I entered the vehicle, the driver started out insulting one old woman inside the car from here to that place. It was raining heavily. take notes. I was supposed to go back. What I now did was, I started speaking in tongues. I said, God, any evil thing that wants to happen, will see me. I started speaking in tongues from here, spoke in tongues to that place, spoke in tongues, came back. And the atmosphere was not favorable. Young man insulting me, elderly mother, actually everything I was teaching, I saw it. Insulting this woman in the vehicle. I wanted to drop too. I wanted to follow another place. She said I should follow. I said, why should I follow main road when I should follow this side? The man entered me too. I said, God forbid. I closed my mouth, opened the door. I remember that I was not supposed to go out. Entered, fixed my laptop, came back. Started lambasting in tongues till I came back. I told my wife, if anything that would have happened, I was speaking in tongues or two. You didn't see me. Let me tell you a truth. If your spirit is not strong, when you have signals, number one, you want to go out, you have the first signal, the second signal, the third signal, the Holy Spirit will stop speaking. You want to go out, there is an uncle of ours, long time ago, not now. So when we went to see the wife to invite her for our wedding, she told me the story. This man wanted to go out. Something held her right trouser, the first one, right? The trouser tore. He came back and changed the trouser. He went back again, I think something tore again. Twice and tore again the second time. He went back. Life story. He went back. This man, powerful man of God. All his children are in God. See their house. He went back again. The throne that tore 3 times. God uses physical things to speak. At that time, Holy Spirit removed the sign. As he entered the car going out, he didn't come back. See today. He died in the accident. Thank God the woman is strong, trained all the children. Strong woman, I haven't seen any woman strong like that. Trained all her children up. What am I saying in essence? Holy Spirit uses things around you to speak to you. How to know an evil place. I told you sometimes the place you are going may not be evil. But something was to happen that would have made that place evil. So God will tell you don't go out. He will give you signs to make you not go out. He dragged me. My phone fell inside water. My transport fell. Today I don't know where that money entered. Charger, blow up. Laptop, quench. I think there is something evil about today. I prayed and prayed myself out. So as I was going, I was careful. I was so careful that if a child passed and matched me, I would clean the child. Instead of waiting for the child to clean me, I would clean the child's leg and say thank you. Because I knew that I was evil that day. So be sensitive. God created all this body for you to have signals. Two of us, for you to have signals. Be sensitive. No evil will come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus. Number five, signs of death. How to know the signs of death and escape them? Loss of peace or hunger to associate with human beings. Anytime you get to a point where because of problems, you have thought and thought, you are thinking and thinking that you no longer know what next to do, but you don't just want to be where humans are, there is something serious. Signs of death. Whenever you no longer have peace or hunger to identify or associate with humans, your fellow humans. You no longer feel like sitting where your fellow humans are sitting. You just want to just be left alone. They try to talk to you out. You just want to be left alone. Your spirit is leaving this world. Don't let it go. I'm telling you the truth, things that happen. It starts with isolation there. That is why when sickness comes, the person set and judge to give somebody sickness. Remove the person from where family is. Get them on hospital bed. He disassociates you from people who can give you love. People who can even trouble you and make you smile. Those people who say they are disturbing you, those disturbance is what is making you alive. He first removes you from them. Keep on the hospital bed. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So when the things that want to separate you from humans, fellow humans happen, know that something evil is about to happen. Signs of death. You can't just explain why you want to be left alone. Beyond any reasonable fact, please engage in serious prayer when this happens. Because you have a lot to accomplish in life. Number two, loss of hope and belief in anything called future possibility. You have lost hope in the future. There is nothing like future possibility to you again. You don't believe anything can work again. My father, of blessed memory, he will be happy wherever he is, watching at his son now. I got to village one day. I told him, you can still make it. I told him, you can still build up your house, that house. You can still build it and make us back to that place. I told him, you can still do something to remove us from our grandfather's compound. Take us to your land, you have it now. I told him several things. The only thing he replied me was, he can't do them. I tried. I spoke. I said, he saw that his life has ended in the village. My father. He didn't build up his place. He didn't even. The plot of land turned to bush. He did not believe he can do anything anymore. I said, sir, don't give up. First of all, if you cost anybody here and cost anyone, I didn't know that he was getting close to say goodbye. I've said it over and over again. God told me, go to village. Pray for everybody. I called my father, called everybody, said, Dad, any child who offended you here, please forgive the person, uncurse everyone. He said, okay, he blessed everyone of us, uncurse everybody. I didn't know that 1 week from that time, my father was going to die. Sensitivity. He cursed everybody, although he has not cursed me before. God is nowhere children. Do bad things, say, it will not be good with you. I said, speak it back. Uncurse everybody. After that, I said, everybody sit down. Dad, don't just sit like this. You can still change us. You can still go and build something there for us. Even a thatch house, go and build it. Let's leave our grandfather's compound. I spoke everything I needed to speak to my father. He was just looking at me like this. In his mind, thank God my son is doing all. I never knew I would be. I knew I was going to be a pastor, but I don't know how and I don't know when. I didn't see a church like this when I started speaking to my parents. I tried everything possible. This man didn't believe me. He never believed in anything again. If I had known this truth that time that death was calling, I would have put him out of the village that time. Take him maybe to come and stay with me. I started staying alone from 18 years, one room in Gambia. Can still take you there and show you. I would have put him there to say, come and stay with me. He said to me, I will not maybe me and honor for this village. That's when I see a young youth who is still dying, you are saying you do behaving as if you can't make it. I feel like using firewood on the person's head. Because you can actually make it. Are you hearing me? So I did everything I could do. That is what I'm talking about. Loss of hope and belief in anything for future possibilities. The man didn't believe he can do anything again. I tried my best. I left. We prayed our prayers together. 1 week later, early in the morning, they called me. The man had big pockets. Today, 1 year after he left, it was me that put every one of us from their grandfather's compound to the plot of land where they are. It was me that erected small things. They said, oh yeah, let's move. He refused to do them. I said, you didn't do it, I won't do it. I did what I needed to do. What am I saying? When you lost hope in the future, pastor is telling you we make it. Boy, will I really make it? Will I, this truth, is it truth? Death is coming. So say, anytime a spirit in you makes you believe that you can never make it again, makes you not to be able to see your future, just know that something bad is about to happen. Tell yourself it's a lie. The lie. Say, I will make it. Say, I believe in the future. I have a bright future. My future is crystal clear. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Before December, may somebody here have a remarkable testimony. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number three, a spirit pushing you to be everywhere. And most of the places that have nothing to add to your life. Every time you want to be everywhere, you just want to be everywhere. Something is wrong. If you are everywhere, every evil that happens everywhere will happen to you sometime. Don't be everywhere. Don't be everywhere. Let them not see you everywhere so that you can escape some evil. Four, seeing dead people in your dreams does not mean you will die. It depends on what you are doing with those people. When you see a dead person in your dream, why is that? Is the person telling you come? Is the person helping you ask for something? Is the person doing something evil? This takes me to another subheading. Very interesting one. Escaping evil through interpretation of dreams. Who is enjoying this teaching today?
Should we say the grace now? I'm raising some prophets now. After now, you can people. Somebody will call you. Something is happening. To tell me what is happening in your compound. But he tell me I had this dream. I tell me the dream. Tell me the dream. And I say you saw grass in the dream. Don't worry. Don't worry. That's my members now doing this now. Don't worry. The grass does not mean anything evil. Don't you know you are a prophet already? If you are somebody said that he left love after some months in love class, he can actually teach people about love, about relationships. So as you are learning, you can actually teach people while you use it for your life. God opens the ears of men and sees it and gives them instruction through dreams. Job chapter 33 verse 14 to 18 says, for God doth speak now one way, now another way. If you are not dreaming, I don't know, maybe for you are not dreaming. Good for you. But my Bible that I am reading told me that God speaks through dreams. And this Bible cannot lie. I don't know where you got your own Bible from, where you say you don't believe in dreams. My own Bible told me that God speaks through dreams. Look at Job 33 verse 14. In a dream, in a vision, for God speaks once, yet twice, yet man perceives it not. Look at the next verse. In a dream, the next verse. In a dream and in a vision of the night. God speaks in a dream. He speaks in a vision of the night. Why deep sleep falleth on men in slumbering upon the bed? 16. But then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. The next verse, 18. Fast, please. 17. That he may withdraw men from his purpose and hide pride from man. He showed you that dream so that he will withdraw you from your purpose. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof cometh destruction. He wants to withdraw you from that destruction. That's why he showed you that dream. Next verse. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing from sword. Why did he show you that dream? So that you will not perish from the sword. And you are telling me you don't believe in dreams. Genesis chapter 41 verse 1 to 7. Genesis 41, 1 to 7. Now it happened at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream. I'm reading only this verse. Pharaoh did what? Had a dream. Egypt was saved from famine through what? Dream. Joseph became great through what? Dream. I'm trying to lay a foundation to let you know that God speaks through dreams. Matthew chapter 2 verse 12. Even the birth of Jesus was characterized by a dream. And having been warned by God in a dream. Matthew chapter 2 verse 12. And having been warned by God in a dream. Not to return to Herod. The Magi left for their own country by the way. And being warned of God in a dream. That they should not return to Herod. They departed in their own way. God warned them in a dream. Daniel chapter 5 verse 4 verse 5. I'm showing you to know, tell you that some dreams you are playing down on is God that showed you. Some are actually malaria dreams because of overworking yourself. But there are some that God spoke to you about. I saw a dream and it made me fearful. I saw a dream which made me afraid. And the thoughts upon my bed and the vision of my head troubled me. Dreams. God sometimes speaks with signs. He may not always speak directly to you. When Joseph had a dream, the stars and the moon bowed before him. Whenever you dream, pay attention to what you saw in the dream. Saw a car, you saw trees, you saw something. Pay attention. That thing is needed for the interpretation of that dream. Joseph saw a star bow down to him. Moon bow down. How can star and moon bow down? There is an interpretation to that. Which dream did you see? There is an interpretation to it. Sometimes you may forget your dreams, but you will remember them immediately the event happens. Have you had a dream? You forgot it. And something happened. Say, I have dreamt about this thing before. I have seen myself in a place. I say, I have been here before. I sat down and quietly sat. I have been here before. And I thought, and I remember it was in a dream that I was there. So when you remember it, now remember what happened in that dream. Play it out there for something good to happen. Sometimes you dream, you forget. And when something happens, say, no way,
I have seen this thing in a dream long time ago. Sometimes it happens like that. You are not meant to remember it until it happens. You remember it that time to put it at work. Sometimes you forget it totally. But that one is very bad. When God wants to speak to you, say, "Oh God of heaven," put your hand on your forehead, "Oh God of heaven, speak to me through dreams." And when you speak, may the devil not be able to steal it away from my mind in the name of Jesus. So when he was planting corn, there is seed that scattered it. Some fell on a stony ground, and the fowls of the earth stole it away. So some dreams fall on stony ground. Satan, come. Keep them. Those are words of God that the devil has stolen. Have to remember that dream. Types of dreams. We are talking about identifying evil and escaping evil. And you speak through dreams. He will direct you through dreams. Caution dream. This kind of dream, God wants to caution you. This comes as a warning. God wants to warn you for something. He will show you something evil happened. Sometimes it will be you that something evil happened to. But not that it has happened already to you. He wants to warn you. Sometimes it's somebody close to you. You just go and tell the person that you smell evil. Cautioning dream. Healing dreams. This is a dream where you see God healing you. Like the woman I prayed for. I told him God will heal. Told her God will heal her. All of a sudden she saw soap and water. She said, "God is about to wash away all your infirmities." Healing dreams. Instruction dreams. God will come to give me instruction. Do this, do that. You say, "Maybe I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to that school. I don't want to do this." In a dream, you see yourself in that particular school. You said you don't want to go. He's telling you that that is the school you should go. You don't need a prophet. "I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this." And if it's sudden, you are seeing yourself doing that stuff. And in that dream, and nothing bad happens to you when you are doing it. He's speaking. You will not hear a voice from heaven. Hear a voice from heaven, everyone will run away. Speak through dream. Transformation dream. He transformed Jacob to Israel. He can transform you in a dream. Tell you, "Do this. Go and do it. Do this. Go and do it." I saw myself early, from young, preaching in field. I've seen myself in a dream. I've been sitting in the field. People around me. Sometimes I'll ask, "Is this music or is this teaching?" Until God made my eyes open. I see in the center, it's crowd. It will happen. We hold massive crusade in this town. That crowd will be gathered. Do you believe that? I believe it. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Evil attack dream. This is the dream where I see evil attack. Don't take those dreams lightly. Call your man of God immediately. Share the dreams with him. Have an interpretation to that dream so that he will pray about it. Dreams of going back to square one. Sometimes you see yourself putting on primary school uniform. Something is about to happen. See yourself in the school you have left since. You should know the meaning of that dream. Don't just leave it like that. Making love in the dream. This is one of the worst of all. See yourself making love in the dream. You wake up almost very well. You've messed up yourself. Pray about it. That is an evil spirit defiling you. Serious evil spirit. That it defies you without you knowing. Physically it comes to defy you, don't know. Angels came and slept with the daughters of men. Those days you see people like Goliath. They were offsprings of angels. So spirits actually come to meet with people. So pray against it. Making love in the dream. No dream at all. We are talking about that sort. You don't dream at all. Maybe God has another way of speaking to you. But I don't know any human being who doesn't dream at all. And you begin to think, is there anyone here who hasn't dreamt before? Yeah, let me see, you've not dreamt before. I'm surprised when somebody will say, "You've not dreamt before." Who? "You have not dreamt before." Maybe God has another way he speaks to you. But I hardly feel that you will not dream at all. It means you don't have experience. There's an experience you are missing. Sweet experience. You are missing experience. I get directions through dreams. Directions. Capital directions like this. That this is how you should go. Through dreams. Last one is dream of doom. I've had dreams of rapture. God showed me about rapture. When you wake up from your dream, ask yourself this question. Was I trying to solve a problem in that dream? That's how to interpret a dream. If you meet me to interpret your dreams, these are steps I'll follow. I'm teaching you, and I also pray about it. I'll tell you, come back another day. Number one, were you trying to solve a problem in that dream? Number two, in that dream, is it repeated? Have you been having that kind of dream before? That face you saw in that dream, have you seen that face in your previous dreams? Which means there is a warning about that face you have seen. Or there is an alert about that face you have seen. Was there a conclusion? Did you wake up before that dream finished? Or did the dream just cut off? These are questions you ask yourself. Is that dream regular? Another one you ask yourself. Is it trying to warn you about a place or about a person? In this dream, are you trying to be warned about a place or about a person? How did you feel when you woke up from that dream? Did you feel afraid? Did you feel angry? Did you feel happy? Or did you feel weak? These are spiritual loopholes, spiritual eye-opening to interpretation of dreams. How did pastor do this? Know this one. Study and teachings from God. Some dream interpretation. I'm going to interpret just a few dreams for you. Some things you will see in dream and you know. When you see yourself praying in the dream, the Bible says we should pray without ceasing. This means you are spiritually at alert. It means you're physically alert and you are spiritually alert. You see yourself, you are dreaming. You see yourself praying in a dream. Praying for somebody, praying for yourself, or doing anything, praying for anywhere. Just praying in the dream. It's God is telling you that your spirit is okay. You are alert. You are alert. Because the scripture makes us understand you pray without ceasing. Which means even in your sleeping state, you are praying without ceasing. Is somebody getting the teaching now? You see yourself praying in the dream. You are spiritually okay. Keep it up. If you are dreaming, you don't see yourself praying in the dream. Wake up. Earlier time you see yourself in one hotel in another, one eating point to another in dreams. You see yourself in going one place to another in dreams. Sometimes you see yourself seated meditating in a dream. It means you're spiritually alert. You want to see yourself spiritually alert, physically be alert. You'll be seeing yourself praying into the dream. And sometimes you are waking up and sleeping. Go back to sleep. You don't know when you are just speaking in tongues, waking up. Spiritually alert. You are in no-go area. Sometimes you see yourself, you see trees surrounding you in a dream. You find yourself in places where there are trees, tall trees, tall, tall trees, and you see sun rays coming in. Psalm chapter 1 verse 3, put it on the screen. It gives you a deeper meaning of what trees signify. Psalm 1 verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted in the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in the season. That thing God is showing you is showing that there are something about to happen about you. There is some growth you have been praying about. Green means vegetation, means agriculture, means reproduction, means that something fruitful is about to happen in your life. A tree represents family life too. It represents a person. It represents that you'll be fruitful. Sometimes too, you dreamed about bathing. You are bathing. In the physical realm, it has so many meanings. You ask yourself, who was bathing in the dream? Where were you bathing? Sometimes it's purification. God is purifying you. Sometimes you ask yourself, what is the type of water you are bathing with? It can mean initiation. It can mean initiation. It can mean purification. So we have to ask, on what circumstance did it happen? You dream about light. You see light, candle light, bulb light. You just come in the dream in a place where you just see light. Life all over. Congratulations. God is about to do something in your life. Say, you shall be a light of the world. To see light, candle light, some manner of light in your dream means you are about to shine forth. It means you are about to come out to shine to your world. Sometimes you see brooms in this dream sweeping. Sweeping. Somebody sweeping, or you are the one sweeping in the dream. It's nothing bad. If you sweep with brooms in the dream, it means you are trying to eliminate curses. It means you are trying to sweep away evil. It means you are trying to sweep away bad luck. So when you wake up, immediately enter prayer. God is showing you there are things you need to remove from your life. There are some luggages you need to sweep away from your life. Enter prayer. Look around you. Look around your family members. Look around your neighbors, the people you call friends. There are some of them you need to do away with. You see masquerade in the dream. This is an evil dream. It means that something paternal, ancestral lineage is after you. You can't see masquerade in the dream or people wrestling in the dream and think it's a normal dream. Something from your paternal home. That one is a family deliverance. Serious one.
That's a few I can give you. There are more than hundreds of them that even God can reveal to you by yourself. Some numbers you can see in the dream, and you should know their meaning, spiritual meaning. These are in the Bible. You can Google them. It's not a hidden thing. Number one means unity. When you see one in dream, when you're spiritual, you're praying, and the eyes of the spirit opens, you see one. It means unity. It can be interpreted to whatever has to do with you. Two means union, like husband and wife. When you're in a union with somebody, it means two. Agreement. It means two means agreement. That is the scriptural meaning of number. Four means creation. Three means completeness, I mean. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The completeness of Godhead. Four means creation. Five means grace. Six means weakness. It means there's something weak around you. Seven means spiritual perfection. Eight means new beginning. 11 means judgment. 18 means bondage. 39 means disease. The 39 strokes that were given to Jesus. 50 means confusion. 666 means antichrist. 666. 1000 means divine conclusion and the glory of God. How to know that a life is about to be doomed or is surrounded by evil? And we pray. How do I know that this life is surrounded by evil? My life, evil is about to come in. Number one, you no longer pray. You see yourself in a situation where you cannot wake up to pray for yourself. You can't wake up to pray for your family. Evil is imminent. When the devil went to strike, the first thing he does is to remove your prayer life. Say, oh God, my Father, every spirit of prayer that the devil has removed from me, I take it back. And I cause revival in my life. I will be prayerful from today henceforth. In the name of Jesus. So when you see the spirit of prayer living, evil, what Satan does before he strikes, he removes prayer. Because he knows it's with prayer. You know when you open your house, mosquitoes and everything have to enter. But when you shut it, they won't enter. So when you stop praying, you are opening to the devil. Believe me, you are opening to the devil. Number two, reading the Bible has become a thing of the past for you. You can't stay on your own and pick up Bible to read. Know that evil is around the corner. You can no longer pick up your Bible to read. Know that something bad is around the corner. The word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. How can you see well when you don't have the word of God? How do you walk well when you don't see it? Where do you know where you are going without the word of God? You are careless about attending service and anything that has to do with church. Come to church, no way. Do this one, no way. Come for prayer, no way. Come for evangelism, no way. Check your life. Something is about to happen. Revive yourself. So I don't need pastor prayer. You, I'm telling you now for you to go to just check yourself. Check it. You still got tithe and offering and you think nothing can happen. That's when you know that spiritually something is about to happen. You think God tithe and offering. You don't think anything can happen. You don't pay tithe and you don't think anything can happen. You are stealing into your future. You make vows and either forget intentionally or overlook it. There was a time I made a vow, my wife just remembered quickly and said, oh, we are going to pay that vow. Don't make a vow and forget it. It's spiritually a bad. Don't make a vow and do what? You are hanging your blessings. Let that be willingness to pay it and pray to God to give you the money. Then you say, you remember, you say, I won't pay at all. Corrections and warnings from your pastor and from people around you becomes a waste of time. The pastor says, see this way you are going, you know. See this thing you are doing. I see this thing you are doing. You think it's a waste of time. You just know that your life, you are just putting your life in danger. Finally, when you begin to believe and say that no one understands you, even when people understand you, people actually understand you, but you say no one understands you. People understand. There is nobody. You cannot say this word that nobody understands. There is somebody that understands you. You are the one that does not want to understand people. Come to church. Come, let me pray for you. Come, God will do it. Come, let's drop evangelism. Don't give up on God. It will happen. No, sir, you don't understand. You are the one that does not understand. You are the one that does not understand. The Bible cannot lie. Is somebody blessed today? Did you learn something in identifying evil? Will you escape from evil? Will you escape from evil? Will you escape from evil? It's determined by how you pray now. Now, stand to your feet. God, make me spiritually sensitive. Open the eyes of my spirit. Open my ears. Make me sensitive to feeling. Make me sensitive to taste. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. God, make me sensitive. God, make me sensitive. No evil is permitted to be for me. This is a moment of serious prayer. This is a moment of serious prayer. Every form of the devil, everywhere he wants to pass, to make me vulnerable to the devil, to evil, to make me fall into evil. I separate myself. I separate myself. I become sensitive.
We believe you were blessed with today's episode of Pure Gospel Moment. For prayers, testimonies, or further inquiries, you can reach Mac Miracle on +234 812 328 8593. That is +234 812 328 8593. God bless you real good.